It's time for our Mad Men DVD review. I'm joined by Clayton. Hello, Clayton.
Hello, Alice.
How are you this morning?
Good. Just getting ready for this 24-hour movie marathon I'm going to this afternoon.
Yeah, you mentioned. As I told you, I have been to a number of 24-hour movie marathons in my time.
Oh, I'm a virgin. This is like, you know, I think it's the 17th year, and it's like, oof, don't know what I'm in for, really.
I'm so excited for you. It's in many ways horrific, but there's something about it that I just keep going back,
The great thing is it's licensed now, the Hollywood cinema, so, like, get a few beers in there and make it an enjoyable night.
Oh, yeah, they've done it up. It'll be a lot nicer, I feel. I've heard they've done up the bathrooms, which is always a thing with the movie marathon when you've got that many people there for that long and the bathrooms just get grosser and grosser.
Oh, man, that's key. It's an absolute plus.
Oh, I hope you enjoy it. You're getting ready to just have your mind blown with some really great movies. And some really terrible ones, too.
Oh, good, good, good.
But what movie are we talking about today?
Down by Law, Jim Jarmusch's 1986 movie. It's his third film, and it was a really interesting watch. Like, I really enjoyed his stuff. It's always, like, sort of got these rambling, offbeat sort of movies with a great soundtrack, and this is, like, just some of his a good early work there.
Mm-hmm.
It's about three sort of quirky characters who meet up in jail, and they escape together and get lost in, like, this Louisiana swampland. But Jarmusch doesn't really care about sort of plot and action. He's more about, like, all these little moments in life, and it stars these three guys, Tom Waits, John Lurie, and Robert Benigni.
What?
Yeah, no,
that's crazy.
Like, decent, because he's a director who just throws together sort of diverse ingredients. So these three actors or musicians as well, but like a quite different eclectic bunch, but when they're together they just sort of bounce off each other, and it's like quite cool just watching them, you know, this begrudging friendship between these three escaped convicts, you know, happen on screen.
Great. So you said it's not too focused on plot.
Yeah. He's all about character, old Jim Jarmusch. He's like, he always creates characters based on around actors he knows. So like Tom Waits' character is pretty much Tom Waits, and Robert Benigni's character is pretty much Robert Benigni. So like they've already sort of halfway there, and they can just sort of riff and like improvise. And there's a scene when they're in jail together and they start singing "Ice Cream, You Scream, Everybody Screams for Ice Cream," and it just goes like crazy, and it almost causes a riot. But it's just like this iconic scene from this movie.
Mm-hmm. Are you Jim Jarmusch fan generally?
Yeah, I remember at the film festival years ago I watched like Ghost Dog, and then I like must have watched Mystery Train in film school or something, and it was just like, oh, who is this guy? And back in the 80s he was like the start of this whole American indie film generation, like him and like Spike Lee and the Coen brothers. They did these like movies that were indie movies but they actually were commercial successes as well, and this is his first one that sort of went mainstream. And then he went on to like Mystery Train and some other films, and it's just like, it's one of those movies, like, it's just really cool to watch. It's like beautifully shot, scenes of New Orleans and Louisiana swamp, shot by this guy called Robbie Mueller, who was a cinematographer for a lot of Jim Jarmusch movies, but also Lars von Trier movies. So it's like long tracking shots and like cool jazz music, and you just like just put it on and like, I don't know, it's pretty cool.
Awesome. It sounds really good. The only Jim Jarmusch film I've seen is I saw Patterson at the film festival.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, talking about it. Yeah, I actually haven't seen it yet, so I'm really looking forward to it. What was that? Was that sort of the same thing, sort of offbeat characters and little moments he captures?
Yeah, absolutely. I really enjoyed it. I like that kind of film. Just, yeah, like you said, beautiful characters, just really interesting film.
Yeah, I think, some people might be like, oh, it's not really going anywhere. And a lot of, it actually starts off, it's a bit of a mix of a comedy and a crime movie, but not the typical ones where, like, you see them hatch their plan to escape. And because at the start of the movie, it's all quite, it's black and white, and it's quite noirish, and it's all got all these crime elements, but they never sort of get resolved. It's really just about these three guys getting to know each other, and that's kind of cool. It's just different from what else is out there.
Awesome. So what was the title again?
Down by Law.
Okay, cool.
And, yeah, check it out if you can.
Yeah, so we do have a copy to give away. If that sounds like something that you would enjoy, you can call in the studio on 309-3879. Thank you so much, Clayton, and good luck for the following 24 hours.
I will try and keep my eyes open. I will worry if I fall asleep, someone's going to draw my face, but I'll try my best.
I have to say,
got my energy drinks.
In my experience, the films get very odd at about 3, 4 a.m. when you start falling asleep and waking up again. And it's an experience. It's absolutely right. An experience.
Oh, good. Look forward to it.
Great. Thanks, Clayton.
Cheers. See you later.
Bye.